Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about soft deletes. So let's get into it. So the question was, Frederick, how do you design your APIs to handle soft deletes? Well, usually I do it in the same way that I handle things like multi-markets or things like that when I don't have a one-to-one mapping between, like, because for all the people who may not work on international systems, here in Europe we have a lot of different countries, and unfortunately for us there's a lot of differences in many cases between those data structures that we need in order to represent things in different countries. And so some companies do the thing that, like, they move all their data to, like, they separate on market, like the database on market, and some do this, like, they combine the data into one database instead. And there are pros and there are cons with both of those approaches, but when I'm dealing with a situation where all the data is in the same database and it's just a market thing, it's a similar sort of situation, because you have some type of property that basically affects the way that the consumer of your API and even the programmers themselves expect things to work. Because, as you can imagine, if you're going to search for, say, products, well, the question is, do you want products for the entire system, or do you just want products for a specific market? And the same thing goes for soft deletes. If you are, say that you have a bunch of orders and some of them have been deleted or cancelled, well, if you don't have an effective way of dealing with the fact that you have, because when you're doing a soft delete, you don't actually remove the record, you just flip, usually, you can set some people use a Boolean, and I prefer to use a timestamp, like deleted at, or something like that. And when that is the case, you have to handle that somehow. And so the thing that I usually do is that I create an abstraction layer for connecting to executing the query itself towards the end system. So what usually people will do when, like, most of you probably know about the MVC pattern, and the model, as you know, is usually in that structure, it's the lowest denominator, or like it's the lowest level, it's the database layer, or the connection between you, your system, and the database itself. And so here is where I sort of use the same approach that I might have told you before about. It's the same thing I do for, like, whenever I'm dealing with network clients or anything like that. I always create a base layer that's just handling, like, an abstraction that is the owner of the connection itself towards the entity that I'm connecting to. So if it's a network, it's an example would be in JavaScript. A lot of people use the fetch function, or in libraries such as Axios or something like that. And I only do that if it's a front-end application, but if it's a Node.js thing or a server-side thing, I always try to wrap that functionality inside of my own abstraction. I call it, like, something like an API client, or in this case it's going to be a database client or something like that, my own version. The reason why is because, and then I usually actually add a linter to my code, which abolishes the use, like the direct use of things like fetch, for example, for networks, or like using a raw model from Mongoose, or if you're using something else, right? The reason being, because when you treat that abstraction as the only abstract, like it's an abstraction that creates a situation where you can't control the logic of how to query the database from a central location, because that abstraction is in the library and you want to own that abstraction for things that are common to every request that you make. So in a network situation, for example, it would be logging of network requests, or maybe you want to do metrics on the request, or maybe you, like, it's the same principle you use for CQRS or command query structures, where you just have a like a function that you call with some type of input parameters that executes the command. Now that is a little bit more abstract, but the same rule applies here. So for example, in my case with the markets, so instead of having everybody basically have to create all of these different systems for how do I query specific properties on my data, well, I usually add an options object or something like that where you can configure how the query should be run, and that becomes the lowest level. And that level, that's a very good example, I think, of separation of concerns. This layer, all it's absolutely, the only thing it has the responsibility of doing is to fire off whatever request you send to it with some enrichment from one single location. And that means that I can take the raw query as the first input and the configuration object as the second one, which I then can implement in one central location. So an example would be if I wanted to support searching over multiple markets as an example, well then I can, because then you can give you a property saying search all markets, or I can say these are the markets I want to execute the query over, or like the results that should include these and so forth. You can basically build in filtering functionality at the lowest level, abstracting that requirement away from the consumer of the API, or the developers are going to use it. Soft Elites works in a very similar way, where basically whenever you are executing a query, you can in a since have this abstraction just take the raw request that the programmer inputted into the client and latch on that extra clause saying something like you can, well, in pseudo language, where you know, created deleted at is and where records deleted at field is null or something like that, where you're basically just adding that on top of the query that they are executing, because you don't want to be in a situation where every single programmer has to remember, oh yeah, we're doing software soft deletes, which means that I have to remember to add that on into the logic that I am executing. But if you just add another layer on top that handles that for you, no one has to duplicate that. It's handled from one central location in practically the same way you do with things like, as I said, logging, or as I like to do with network clients and things like that. So what I want you to take away from this is that my suggestion is that if you're going to implement soft deletes or anything like that, it's a good practice that I try to follow. I don't want you to go now and say that, oh yeah, I'm always going to create a client around everything that I'm ever doing, because as I said, like, I only do this if I know that I have some very specific use case that I need to deal with, and then all you really do is that you create a wrapper around the if you're using like a DAO library or like an ORM or something like that, you simply, instead of using the direct model, you create a wrapper around it that simply latches on that common logic on top of your queries, so you don't have to worry so much that this thing is so you don't have to re-implement it over and over, because you're gonna forget. I promise you, you're gonna forget. And by doing this, you create a situation where there's one way to connect to the database, and when you have that choke point or that bottleneck in the code, that basically gives you a lot of you can do a lot of cool stuff with that, just that little thing. As I said, I do the same thing for network clients and things like that, or REST clients, where you create a base layer where you connect, where you can control the call that goes out. Because when you do that, instead of having people use like the native APIs in the browser or something like that, you can actually do all kinds of things. You can enable debug mode to like just see like requests and so forth. You can add metrics, you can add custom headers that should always be there, so people don't have to re-implement them over and over and over. And that's why it's important to remember that sometimes you actually do want to wrap a native API a little bit and add some stuff on top, simply because it makes that central control possible. Because if you don't have that, you can't really do that in an efficient way, and people have to repeat themselves over and over. That's how I would do it. Have a great day.